The Cure, The Pixies, A Story About Mom, Sewing Trousers for the Kings, DS 106 Radio.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa! Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Morning.
Good evening.
Hi.
No, it's definitely morning. Definitely morning.
Well, I sincerely hope not, because I'm treating myself to a small bit of whiskey, so I'm hoping it is evening.
There are many members of my family who think that's a perfectly normal thing to do for breakfast, so don't worry about it.
Given that I'm not Scottish,
or indeed an alcoholic.
Slightly frowned upon.
It's mostly that they're alcoholics and less that they're Scottish, to be fair.
Well, I've walked for 10 miles today through very dank autumn weather, seven of which I was running, and the rest of which were walking. So I feel I need a bit of medicinal whiskey today, just to ward off the colds.
So is this your Sunday, like regular Sunday run with Martin Weller then?
Yeah, we've been doing a COVID survival run on Sundays, and I use it as a way to get me through my training of the week, because I know that I've got like a long run on Sundays. So yeah, it's been really nice. You know, I'm discovering more of Cardiff every weekend, and this weekend I discovered a boathouse, so who knew. Very interesting.
So on the river that runs into the city, or?
Yeah, so well, there's a couple of rivers that run into Cardiff Bay, and one of the nicest running routes is along the River Taff, because it has like the Taff Trail, which goes across all the way past Cardiff Bay and all the way in up into kind of the interior of Wales. And yeah, you can go along this path for many miles. And yeah, it's lovely, and it's car free as well, which is good for running. We're kind of at the cusp of coming out of Welsh lockdown number two. So today people were out in force, although it was still quite early.
Well, it sounds like we've got multiple stories of exploring and excitement, because I've done, I did a road trip last weekend to pick up a cat. And I did another road trip. I did the same road trip again to pick up another cat. It's about an hour and a half each way to the cat shelter where I've been getting these cats, because obviously I can't just get normal cats from the local cat shelter. I have to drive over 100 kilometres in either direction to pick up special needs cats from another shelter.
Of course.
Because a simple normal cat wouldn't be right.
Hey, I know, I've known you for far too long to take exception at that. So, plus, I currently live somewhere where you can only buy puppies upwards of £1,000. So it's like absolutely incredible how many people are adopting or buying cats and dogs at the moment.
I did consider a dog. We've had this conversation. I can't remember if I've had it online or offline. I did consider a dog. I would really like a dog. I always wanted a dog at home. I never had a kind of, you know, work-life balance that really allowed for a dog because of commuting and stuff. It would have been alone in the house a lot, which didn't seem fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I really, really wanted a dog, particularly wanted a collie. To the extent that my ex-husband had to look a puppy, newborn puppy, in the face one day and tell it couldn't come home with us because that was the only thing I said. I said, I will shut up and stop talking about wanting a dog if you could look this gorgeous puppy in the face and tell it it's not wanted. And he totally did. I mean, he was very kind about it. He didn't make it the puppy's problem. He was like, you are gorgeous and lovely, but you can't come home with us. I was just broken. Anyway, we're no longer together. But yeah, I was looking at all of these dogs for hire. I was going to say for adoption on the BCSPCA website. And I was looking at kind of older dogs, you know, the kind of 5, 6, 7, 8 kind of range. And there was this German Shepherd up in Prince George, so I don't know, 500-600 kilometres further north of here. And he just sounded lovely. Like, just not, likes a walk, nothing too energetic. I was like, that could be my dog right there. I would have driven a 1,200 kilometre round trip to visit him and then gone back again and then decided that maybe, given I don't really know, you know, what life looks like for the next few years, cats might be a more sensible choice.
Well, I'm loving our pet theme for today. And I know Tanis may or may not be joining us, but as it's a special week for her. But I know surprisingly many pet and animal themed songs and artists. So I quite enjoyed it. Absolutely.
And I was struggling a bit until I saw your picks. And then I suddenly had this sort of burst of inspiration when all these things I'd forgotten came flooding back. So I hope my selections are a bit weird.
A little, yes.
Hey, are you slagging up my Chaz and Dave selection there?
Never. I wouldn't dream of it.
I happen to know at least one of our listeners might have heard Chaz and Dave before. They even have enjoyed it. So
I really love our choices this week. But do you have like an early like, I don't know if you want to maybe do one pick each to start the show proper, but I'd really like to play one of my own picks to start with because, hey, it's a hopeful weekend, which I can't emphasize enough. It's a hopeful weekend, people. And so I'd really like to play The Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine, because that is one hopeful pet-themed song, or at least by, you know, if you take it literally. And I feel like a bit of hope should be threaded into our show today.
That seems perfectly reasonable. I think I will, I'll have a think about what I'll tack on the end of that. But as I do, I'm just going to say Tanis isn't here with us because Tanis is away having a writing retreat, which is, I think, as she explained in our last show, Tanis in a swanky hotel with some swanky pyjamas swanning about in a nice suite. And she may or may not join us and report live from the field, from the swanky hotel in the swanky pajamas. It'd be interesting to see whether she's gotten out of her pajamas in the last 3 days or not. but she is not here with us this morning because she's celebrating her 50th birthday in whatever the hell style she wants to, because that's what we do these days. So yeah, hopefully she will jump in and enjoy if she's listening. We send you much love and hopefully you'll enjoy our songs. And I think, what shall I pick with Florence and the Machine?
Well, if you have a quick think, I want to give a quick shout out to Sue. Thanks for tweeting pictures of your beautiful German Shepherds to us, Sue. We love seeing them, and I love following their adventures on the walks that they go on. Really, really lovely to have you listen, and we'll send you a big hug your way.
Oh, and I've just realised, with our animal theme today, I haven't put any Def Leppard on the playlist, but it would totally fit. Maybe I should rectify that.
You're making the most of Tannis not being here, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, totally.
I'm defenseless.
Awesome. Yeah, there's nobody to give you any cover. I think I'm gonna pair weird selections, but I'm gonna pair Florence and the Machine with T-Rex. My animal picks are very strange. This one's Ride a White Swan. You went for mostly dogs and cats. I went all over the map.
I have a birdie song as well.
You do.
And lizards.
I have a song about fish though.
Well, should we get to it?
Yeah, let's stop and I'll stop the talking at least. Let's go for it.
Towards her, stuck Run fast for your mother.
Tell me about your new shoes you were just telling us about.
I know. Well, I bought some wellies today. I realised when I moved in March, I didn't move with them. And I somehow can't do without them in my life. So I thought today I'd do a bit of good old-fashioned retail therapy. And I've been in a very good mood today. So I thought, yay! And I bought some wellies, and I'm very excited. I bought black ones. They are tall. They look lovely. I'm excited. And also far more exciting, if you remember, our favorite company that does not sponsor the show, but we still love them, Snag, they were in financial difficulty earlier this year when COVID hit. And I bought bought a couple of their Save Snag vouchers.
Yeah.
In order to pay for tights that weren't yet in existence, and they've finally come in, so that I bought 6 pairs of tights this week, including some rainbow colored fishnets, because obviously that's the most practical choice for autumn winter.
I might have those already.
I really needed some. I haven't bought any in ages, and I was really keen. And so I thought recently it's been annoying me that I didn't have wellies, because that's normally what I'd wear in the autumn winter time to go outside, you know, like tights and a skirt and wellies. And so I just realized that this doesn't work. Like when you don't have like knee-high boots, it's too cold. So yeah, I'm very thrilled. So now I've got like 6 pairs of tights coming and new thigh, like knee-high boots. So I'm excited.
So rainbow fishnets and black wellies. Whales well, are really suiting you.
Yeah, oh God, that sounds real trash, doesn't it? I also bought some other tights, like normal ones, black ones and blue ones, which will be fine. I just couldn't resist the rainbow fishnets. I didn't buy them when they first came out. I think they came out for Pride, didn't they?
They did.
To celebrate Pride. And I didn't get a pair then. They were sold out, so I'm excited anyway.
And I have a pair of them, and I think Shahira has a pair of them as well. Did you see, sorry, DS106 people, excuse us for a moment. Did you see the sparkly tights?
Yes, I did. But unfortunately, I saw them today after I ordered my pairs. So oh. I was annoyed and I didn't get there. But I figure now that I'm working from home and not really leaving the house during the day, I can wear like fishnet tights in autumn and winter because yeah, it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be an issue.
So. And as I think I've demonstrated in the past, you can layer fishnets over other tights for
absolutely
wacky colour
yeah
effects. But I also bought the same vouchers as you, and they've opened a Canadian site now as well, so I don't have to pay
yay
import duties. And I did spot the sparkly tights before
oh,
I made
nice
my purchases.
So you're ready.
So yes, I am. I'm not doing anything for Christmas. That may just be me and the cats eating our way through a turkey together. I'm just going to buy one big turkey. I'll work on the outside. They'll get inside it and work their way from the inside out. And we'll meet in the middle.
Oh, I love it. But, you know, I was just thinking, because you mentioned Def Leppard and we've got Sue listening today. So that would be a good song that we can play specifically to celebrate pet themed Sunday special. And I must say, I might have to buy some of those sparkly tights just because it's not like you. I don't have any plans for Christmas. I won't be seeing people, but I'm looking forward to dressing up nonetheless.
Absolutely. I mean, if we're going to be on our own, we might as well dress up. I haven't picked a Def Leppard track. I'm thinking since Sue is listening, perhaps she would like to suggest one. She could either DM us if she wants it to be a surprise, or she could just tweet it on the DS106 hashtag. But we do have some other... we do have some other choices. Yours are all good.
Okay, should we just get out of the way? Should we play Rabbit by Chess and Dave? Just so we start nice on I think, you know, we could have that as one of the picks that you picked.
Well, let's pair it with your rabbit choice then, because what inspired me to choose that one was that you'd chosen one about a rabbit, and then I remembered a Chess and Dave song about, well, it's not really about a rabbit actually, it's about rabbit as metaphor, not even about a real animal.
So I chose Rabbit Hole by Jamie T.
You did,
which is a slightly different type of song, but hey, nothing will stop us here.
No, we're going to pair Chaz and Dave with Jamie T, and I don't care.
Nice.
Anybody who is offended, tune out now.
Absolutely.
And I'll apologise in advance for everything about this Chaz and Dave song.
Oh, I have a good idea.
Yep.
Should we play one of our super special new bumpers between the two songs just so that it's slightly less whiplashy?
I'll try. Okay, I'll give it a shot. Right. Apologies, everybody. Sorry.
Rabbit, you've got a beautiful chin. You've got beautiful skin. You've got a beautiful face. You've got taste. You've got beautiful eyes. You've got beautiful thighs. You've got
You've got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. It's time you got it off your chest. Now you was just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you've been my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Now you're a wonderful girl. You got a wonderful smell. You've got wonderful arms. You've got charm. But you have to keep giving it that. No, you won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest? You've got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. It's time you got it off your chest. Now you were just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you'd bend my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit.
Yep, yep, rabbit, yep, 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 rabbit,
rabbit, bunny,
jabber,
rabbit,
yep, rabbit,
rabbit,
bunny,
rabbit,
jabber,
jabber,
rabbit,
rabbit,
yep, yep,
rabbit,
rabbit,
bunny,
bunny,
yep,
jabber,
rabbit.
It's the Sunday Special. Tanis Marin and Anne-Marie are spinning the hits on DS106 Radio.
Said she dead on the hand. She'll always let you down when she knows that she can't. Well, like a S-A-A-T, my baby saved me, then played me and jammed in a sand. Well, like a S, and she tried to correct me. She meant to protect me, but only betrayed me. Now you're too proud to call. Guess I never knew you well. Snow back to the favelas, I'm magnanimous. Lost gesture, only for the sake of posterity. It's unanimous, I'm a star. 4 days in the cells of the bed. Now you're too proud to call. Guess I never knew. The problems, Jennifer Bennett's here. I swear she's not the same person that I grew up. She's not the same person I live.
Palace.
Oh, God, I failed to bring the mics back up in time. Sorry.
No worries.
And I keep forgetting to stop the song quite in time, and it jumps onto the next track, which will be filling the DS106 tag with details of songs we never played. Well, we might play them later, but anyway. Terrible production values, as always. It's one of our hallmarks.
Excellent tight recommendations, and we don't take any responsibility for any money you might be spending as a result of what we talked about.
Yes, tell us what happened in that last, 5-minute break while we played some music, Mary. I think the words "thank God for PayPal Express" were uttered.
Unbelievable. I only seen one sparkly pair of tights that the company mentioned was advertising, but as you pointed out to me, there were other colors and shapes available. So blue with stars and red with sparkles is on its way to me. I will have the best dressed lockdown Christmas.
Well, I think I can rival you, because black with sparkles and blue with stars are on their way to me already. So, of course, they'll be shredded by cats within seconds. I'll have shooting stars. They'll all have these ladder trails by the...
Well, I have to say, I'm absolutely thrilled you have cats back in your life. One of my my close friends, who we were playing a track for last week, like said to me this week, she thinks everybody misses a cat in their life, even if they don't know it. And I totally agree. You know, I think I know that there's many people who love other animals, but like, I can't quite get over the fact that most people miss cats, even if they don't know. So,
well, unless I think unless
you are no longer. Yeah, well, that's true.
Because I know a few people who are wildly allergic to them and don't miss them at all.
That makes sense.
I'm just I have been joined by the cat who's allowed to roam free in the house, as opposed to the badly behaved kitty, who we'll talk about in a moment. But and he is he's surveilling the perimeter to make sure that there's nothing out there that shouldn't be out there.
Hello, lovely cat.
And I think his name might be Ozzy.
Nice.
Not as in Ozzy Osbourne, though I'm pretty certain actually he would bite the head off a bat if he could catch one, because watching him chase a fly around the house a couple of nights ago was hilarious. But he does have some good hunting instincts. After a Shelley poem, because I'm that kind of idiot. But his name was Jay when I got him, and he's very definitely not a Jay. He's not a G.
He looks beautiful. Thanks for posting that picture at the DS106 radio hashtag. Absolutely stunning.
He is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And it's super, super, well, it's not that sad, but he came to me through a rescue shelter because he'd been surrendered by his previous owner, who couldn't afford his vet's bills. He has a little urinary problem, and he had to be... emergency catheterized. And you don't do that to a cat that's weak. You anaesthetize a cat before you try and catheterize its wee wee. So he's got all these shaved patches on the bottom of both of his legs, just above his paws, and then under his chin. And it's growing back. This happened kind of late October. I was reading over his medical records. It's growing back, but you can see these little shaved patches on him. And, he's had a traumatic moment in the not too distant past. But he seems to be okay here. There was a wee bit of worry about, wood stress and the change again of home freak him out a little bit. So I have some meds to give him if I need to dilate him a little bit and keep everything free flowing, but so far so good. He seems to be pretty happy.
Good.
Yeah, but he
I love all the cat stories.
Well, the other cat, I'm puzzling her out. She's maybe not what I thought she was. I think she's going to be a bit different, to be honest. So I thought she was very timid. And she was described to me as very under-socialised. She came from a house with 13 cats and a dog, I think. And she was surrendered along with many of the other animals because the owner was overwhelmed. When I first met her, she was sitting on a duct pipe right up between the pipe and the ceiling, as far out and as
I
far
saw that
away
picture,
from people.
Yeah,
she looked like the scaredest little cat in the world. And when I brought her home yesterday, she was the hidiest little cat in the world, the scaredest little cat in the world, but super affectionate. So obviously she did her run and hide thing, but then I went and spent some time just in the room where she is. And pretty quickly, she came out of hiding and came and had some snuggles. And we got to the point where she was following me around the room demanding snuggles, and I couldn't actually get back out the door. So she was described to me as under-socialised and, you know, not very, well, not used to human contact, not used to being handled. Mm. That is not the case. She is very, very affectionate and very comfortable with being handled and touched. It was, I think I sent you a little video, she was squirming all over me, and I mean, just getting her to sit still was, she just wanted to be snuggled and rubbed and hugged. And then
sounds amazing.
She's lovely. She's so skinny, though. She's so skinny. She's like a little bag of bones. She's obviously been out competed for food. And that's where I think the timidity is coming from. I don't think she's scared of people. I think she's scared of other cats, or has been seriously out-competed by other cats.
Well, I can't imagine that you are going to be letting her compete for food. I imagine food will be plentiful from now on.
She may or may not have one of those terribly expensive pouches in addition her room right now. But she's back on kitten food to try and beef her up a bit, because she really is. She's far too skinny and underweight for her age.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more about the kittens, and it's been awesome actually seeing people's pictures of pets today on the hashtag on DS106 Radio on the hashtag, because it's been so lovely to see cats and dogs and kind of coming. I think Sue tweeted us saying Joe Biden has German shepherds and tweeted a picture of those, so it's certainly nice to see people sharing pictures of their pets with us.
Oh, yes. I mean, we have a long history of the pup dates and the pet updates here already. Sadly, Tannis hasn't surfaced yet, so we can't get any pictures of Bentley. But I have a feeling there will be some to share in the future.
I'm sure there will be.
But what we do
so should
have...
we do... Oh, go on.
No, I was going to say, what we do have is a Def Leppard pic from Sue.
Awesome.
And we had another request on the hashtag from Martin Weller for a song that was already on the playlist. I had already added this to the playlist because I do like to keep our audience happy. He was asking for Phenomenal Cat by The Kinks, which was one of my picks already. So let's pair Def Leppard with The Kinks. Because we have no
Whiplash
shame.
Sunday.
We have no shame. We have no taste. We have... Well, except for Sparkly Tights. Yeah, okay, Sparkly Tights and Wellies. We're totally full of good taste. It's like to cough again there, man. All right, let's do this and give people a rest.
Comes to town. cry wolf. Hear the mouth to mouth, like a moving heartbeat. In the witching hour, I'm running with the wind. A shadow in the dust. I'm like the driving rain, yeah, like the restless rust. I never sleep. I got death kneeling in my blood. Oh, I need your touch, don't need your blood. Oh, if I want, if I need,
from the land.
So there we go. The Kinks.
Nice. I actually didn't know this song. I'd never listened to Phenomenal Cat by the Kinks before. So you live and learn on this show, don't you?
Do we know any stories about the Kinks?
No. No stories.
Very, very... yeah, I mean... Yeah. No, I can't even think of the words I was going to say there. I was trying to get some sort of trouser-based words out of my mouth, and it just the words I was struggling.
I just saw on hashtag Mariana's sent us a picture of her pet, and oh, it's so precious.
This is really her dog. Lovely.
Oh, hi. Hi, lovely dog. Oh, we're seeing a lot of nice dogs on the hashtag today. I'm really excited. That's really lovely. Aww.
I'm just scrolling dogs through. And cats. Where is the picture of the dog? Have I missed it? Has it not appeared in my feed yet?
It's in... it's not tagged with the hashtag, but it's a retweet of the of one of my DS106 tweets. So
that'd be one of your.
I'll retweet it at the hashtag.
There it is. There he is. Yeah, he is a big, handsome chap. He is a very really big, handsome chap. They were in Kamloops the weekend I arrived here.
Oh, lovely!
But I didn't manage to meet up because I arrived very late on the Sunday night and. And that, yeah, and I had to inflate my inflatable bed and live on the floor for 2 weeks.
Indeed, you were busy. Well, it's lovely to see though some of the pets of our 12 listeners today, ladies and gentlemen, on DS106 in the Sunday special. We are in double figures of listeners, which is not a given on a Sunday for us. So and it's
especially
amazing.
Not in the early morning slot as well. Well, early morning slot, evening slot for you, but dinner time slot for the UK. But yeah, it doesn't have to be cats or dogs, hamsters, goldfish. All pets are welcome. Rabbits are particularly welcome.
Pets and music taste acceptance guaranteed. Is that the strap line for today?
Yes. All pets welcome. Yes. Uh-huh. Talking of animals, actually, I've had really quite a lovely week. We were chatting off air about how much of not a city person I am. I think it would depend on the city, to be honest. So maybe it's how much of a not an Edmonton person I am. But 'cause Edinburgh is a city I probably could live in again, I think. But a lot of that is because it's got a lot of green space and wilderness right in the city. But yes, not living in a city anymore. I mean, I live on the edge of a city, but as I was saying to some of my UK friends last night, it's a city of 90,000 people, and they were like, that's not a city, that's a town. I'm living in a big town. But living right on the edge of it, I open my curtains early in the morning, Monday, I think, and there was a family of deer just outside the house, walking up the street. I went out to pull out dandelions in my front lawn so they didn't spread, and my front lawn is full of deer poo. So they very obviously do come and snack in my garden in the middle of the night as well. But not the dandelions, which is a pain in the butt. And then I was stacking my firewood. I bought a little drop of firewood and was tidying it up and stacking it in the dark one night. And I could hear the coyote singing up in the hills behind the house, howling away. It was a really clear night. It was quite cold. So I was stacking firewood fast. Listening to these coyote. And then on the drive yesterday to pick up kitty number two, I could, you'd drive along the river for a bit of the drive out of Kamloops. Mm-hmm. And there were just, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 eagles circling over the river and just riding the air currents and circling around the river. And and it was just beautiful, all of it. Gonna sort of started to feel maybe Canada's okay.
Oh,
maybe I like this place a little bit.
Oh, that's the best, the best thing.
It
that's
was
so
lovely.
Important.
It was lovely. It was one of the only other time I think I felt maybe I could make a home here was when I was standing on stage with many of my colleagues. We were filming a piece for our virtual convocation at graduation in UK terms. And the Canadian National Anthem was being played. Weirdly, that did something for me as well.
Oh,
not Canadian at all, but
no, that sounds awesome. And actually, I was just thinking, you sound more hopeful. I think most people that I'm sort of friends with or my family are feeling a bit more hopeful today. And I made a last sort of late choice into our playlist today, a song, Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder, which is actually Simon Harkes' Sunday morning listening when he was sharing how he was feeling a bit more hopeful today as well. And I wonder whether we should have some hopeful tunes as well as pet related ones, because it seems everybody's feeling just slightly lighter today.
Yeah, yeah, I think we should. I am going to pair that with... oh my goodness, I could go crazy here. I am going to pair that with Lemon Jelly, Nice Weather for Ducks.
No, of course.
Nothing about these two things go well together. But the reason I'm going to pair it with Lemon Jelly is the video for that for this track features dancing squirrels, and they are the happiest goddamn dancing squirrels you've ever seen in your life. So celebratory dancing squirrels. And I have to say, I feel a bit ambivalent about the US elections. Yes, I mean, I think we all deserve a moment to just to breathe and realise that... that Donald Trump eventually won't be president of the United States any longer. But that will be January, so there's a bit of a transition to go, and it ain't going to be nice. And also 70 million people looked white supremacist fascism in the face and went, yep, I like that, I'll have some of it, thank you very much. So, yeah, I'm hopeful, and I'm pleased, I think, but like Biden's not progressive. This isn't, but it makes other things possible. I think that's how I'm feeling about it. It's a change in, it's a potential change in direction. Other things are possible today that weren't possible yesterday. And that's where I think hope lies. I don't think the next 4 years are going to be particularly progressive. But what comes after them can be different. Anyway, so that's my Debbie Downer moment on this morning. My inbuilt pessimism just can't quite go for it. So yeah, let's play Stevie Wonder and then Lemon Jelly for another terrible pairing and whiplash transition. And I believe, talking of whiplash transitions, that we will have... Brian and John following us today, so I'm going to try and do a seamless handover to them. And I did an almost seamless handover from Scott Lowe first thing this morning.
Nice. I'm looking forward to hearing Brian and John.
Yeah, so it's a proper Sunday of radio with us sandwiched in between two DS106 stalwarts. So, right, enough of the chit-chat. Let's go for it.
Keep on learning, soldier. We'll be right back. ducks are swimming in the water. Alder, 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 alder. All the ducks are swimming in the water. Alder, alder, alder.
Hello, hello,
hello. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy late birthday, Tanis.
Thank you. But, you know, as you know, it's never late because it lasts for a whole week. So we're right in the middle of it.
So where are you? Because you were reporting in from the fields this morning. Not an actual field, obviously, because that'd be shit place for your birthday. A field in November in Canada.
I'm having the anti-milestone birthday in COVID, which is I basically booked myself a suite at a nice hotel in Vancouver, and I've been there for 2 days. enjoying my I've created myself a little writing retreat. That's what this is. It's a creative writing retreat, and it's quite possible. Honestly, I highly recommend it for a COVID birthday if you... You know, if you can't do anything else, it's actually a really good time to do a writing retreat of your own making. So, highly recommend.
Nice. I like the sound of this. Very much like the sound of this. Room service? Have you been living on room service?
No, I don't do room service. I tend to, restaurant food is sort of... I went to a grocery store and got some food. I went out for a nice, some ramen one night, but... I have a lot of provisions. I had some very nice, had a very nice gift basket show up when I arrived from Amanda and Tracy. And in there was some rosé and chocolate and salty sweet foods. So I'm well serviced. And there were a few other nice surprises too. So, I didn't really feel like I needed to. I had all the luxuries already. Let's put it that way.
So what you're saying is you've both basically been eating crisps and wine for 2 days.
No, I've done much better than that. I did buy some apples and I made sure that I had a salad yesterday. But I did manage to get through a whole triangle of camembert and baguette. It's definitely, there's been a few carbs in there for sure. And chocolate. And it's not been, this isn't like a fitness retreat. This is a writing retreat.
Well, apparently, you know, the calories one expends when engaged in heavyweight intellectual activities can be pretty substantial. So you've probably burned those carbs off just through sheer thinking and probably something about the speed at which you were typing as well. So
for sure, yeah, all that. I did manage to get to the gym, the hotel gym yesterday, just to make myself feel like, you know, like a normal person should. But it's been exactly what it needed to be. So there's no need for excuses, really. I came here on a mission, and I, you know, it's,
mission accomplished.
Yeah. Mission accomplished.
Oh, it's so nice. I'm really. I'm not jealous, but like, it sounds so nice to be able to go somewhere else. Like, I'm glad you had a lovely birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. And BC just announced stricter lockdown-y kind of things yesterday too. So they're sort of gradually closing some things up again. So I feel like the timing was probably really good for this as well. So now it all worked out.
I missed that announcement because I've been too busy picking up badly behaved cats. So what did Body say we have to do now?
Well, I just caught a little bit, but I think, you know, like the gyms are closing up again, and you know, like some is they're limiting social gatherings to, well, actually just kind of pretty much cutting out social gatherings again. Mm-hmm. So regardless of whether people are your bubble or not, I don't know. I just those kinds of, it feels like it's just gone, they've tightened the belt a notch, basically.
And I guess is it everywhere, or is it just maybe in the Lower Mainland?
It's pretty much everywhere except for like a few remote-ish kinds of places in BC, so it's pretty much most communities.
I will I'll have to have a wee look. But, oh, yeah, I'm looking. Oh, Vancouver Coastal Health and Fraser Health. Mm-hmm. Socialize only with those in your immediate households. No gatherings of any size. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to see if this applies to the interior as well.
Thankfully, so, yeah, so
I have my cats.
You have your cats to keep you company. And now, do we have names for your cats yet? Are they just the cats still?
So I think the one that arrived last week, who was called Jay, probably is going to be called Ozzy, or Oz, or some derivations of that. It seems to be working. He definitely responds to it, where he never responded to Jay at all. So if it works, if it gets a response, like, I'll go with anything, to be honest. But yeah, it seems to suit him a little better. So we'll continue to try that one on for size, but I think that might be what he is, or who he is. And the one that arrived yesterday, well, her name is Melody. That's the name she came with. She definitely made noise last night. she trashed her room.
Oh my goodness.
So this is the under-socialized cat who's very timid and scared, and she battered the fuck out of the cat carrier that she came in. I could hear it.
Oh,
I could hear it. Wow. Being, you know, thrown around. And I went in the room this morning, and yeah, it was halfway across the floor on its side with all the stuff, that comfy stuff that was in it, ripped out of it. She had a real temper tantrum. And the clothes drying rack that's in that room as well, that was in a different place as well. And she's tiny. She's really small, and she's really skinny. She's underfed. But she threw a real temper tantrum because I wouldn't let her out of the room to roam the house. And I wouldn't basically lie in the room on the floor and be her personal pillow. Yeah, she threw a real temper tantrum, scratching at the door, battering it, yowling, and then beating the shit out of things in the room.
So her name should be Feisty or something?
I don't know. But yeah, little Miss Timid, like, scared of socialization. She is not. So the reason I got her was because she was supposed to be very timid and scared, and she would be quite a good pairing with the other one, because he's very playful, but he's not aggressive playful. He's not fighty playful. He's just very sweet, but he's quite brave, and he's quite outgoing. And so, you know, the thinking between me and the people in the cat shelter was he would be quite a good pairing for her, because he might help her be a little braver in the world and sure that it's not quite so scary. I think she's going to bitch slap him.
Oh.
I'm a little bit worried. I think he's going to get smacked and bullied.
Oh boy!
So we're
interesting times ahead.
She is not what she appeared to be. She's pulled the wool over my eyes and everybody else's. So
wow. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more adventures of not so scaredy cat, because that's going to be an interesting transition.
Oh yes. Oh,
I hope it works out.
Me too.
For you and the other cat.
Me too, because it's not such a big house. I mean, my two cats back in Scotland, one of them is now deceased, but they did not get on. But it was a big enough house that they coexisted in the same place just by avoiding each other. And I mean, they could be in the same room with each other, but they would never sit close to each other. And they were quite happy to tolerate each other in the same space. And if any other cats came into the garden, yes, they did gang up and, you know, chase other cats out of the garden together. But this place is maybe a little too small for that. So. anyway, we should probably stop with the kitty chit-chat. And Tanis, if you can see the playlist, would you like to pick something?
I can't actually see the playlist right now. So I'm totally unprepared for this playlist, I have to say. So keep doing what you guys are doing, which apparently is really interesting pairings. And if we have time to squeeze in the Josie and the Pussycats theme song from the 1970s cartoon, that would that would warm my nostalgic heart.
So I can see a Josie and the Pussycats album, because there is a band.
No, you want Josie the 1970s the theme song.
I think I found it.
It's on YouTube. But this was one of my favorite TV shows as a kid, actually, because is that sort of girl power? It kind of was a little bit, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, quite iconic.
I think I found it.
It's awesome.
About a minute long. Shall we play it?
I can still sing it. I'm going to be singing in the background. I know the words. Though.
Shall I leave the mic? Shall I leave the mics up? Well,
no, not at all.
Okay. A minute of Josie and the Pussycats theme song, then. Just for you, Tanis. Happy 50th birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
It's the Sunday Special. Tanis Marin and Anne-Marie are spinning the hits on DS106 Radio.
We really are spinning the hits this morning. So was that everything you remember it to be?
It was. I'm going to have to go watch the video now. I'm actually going to have to maybe go watch some episodes on YouTube or something. But yeah. Thank you. Thank you for indulging me.
You're welcome. There's another track which Maren had chosen, which is on the playlist by a band called Thundercat. And of course, I'm thinking about the Thundercats theme tune, but I'm not going to inflict that on anybody. you can go and find these things on YouTube. And Maren has had to drop off because she put her dinner in the oven when we started the show, and she needs to go and make sure it doesn't burn.
Bijou is not so bijou, is it? This is almost like a regular show now.
Yeah, pretty much. Too much good. You missed some really excellent talk about Wellington boots and tights earlier. So,
oh, I'll have to catch the recording. But that's what happens when you show up late.
Sparkly tights, Wellington boots, cats. Yeah. It's been the usual scintillating stuff.
Well, thank you for letting me jump in sort of last minute.
Lovely to have you here.
I'm going to go embrace the last 45 minutes of my writing retreat here and, you know, try and do a little bit more.
Get another 1,000 words in.
Yeah, and then I'm heading out with the dog for a trail run. So it's a nice sunny day here. And,
Oh, lovely. It's a gorgeous sunny day here as well. I'm supposed to be getting a firewood delivery, sometime later this morning. So I'll have to.
Ooh!
I know. I've got a little bit of firewood. I managed to score a truckload for a nominal fee off of some random guy.
Right.
Because apparently that's how firewood works. And I'm buying a larger quantity from another equally random guy.
Well, you're getting all cozied up, and meanwhile, apropos of nothing, I did manage to stumble across my weather app and accidentally pushed it over to the Montreal Toronto temperature, which was 19 degrees yesterday.
Holy shit. That's
which is bizarre, because usually by now there's snow. So anyways, yeah, it's just strange, but here we are. I've had the fireplace on this whole time I've been in this hotel. It's one of the reasons I picked this hotel is because I had a fireplace in the room. And yeah, getting cozy. And meanwhile, it's summer in Montreal and Toronto. So if the weird world could be weirder, I guess, you know, well, I guess there's lots of ways it could be weirder, but it was just sort of odd.
I have been looking at the temperatures in Edmonton the last few days.
Okay, nostalgically.
No, it's minus 10 there today. Fuck that shit.
Oh, yeah, there you go. See, just in the nick of time.
It is beautiful blue skies here. I mean, it'll be chilly outside, but it is beautiful blue skies here. Apparently my weather app says it's 1 degree, but wrap up warm, a little bit of frost on the ground, and minus 10 and snowy, fuck off.
Yes. It's all behind you now.
Oh, so yesterday, another moment. So during the week, my BC driver's license arrived. I took Friday off work to go and sort a bunch of paperwork. Yesterday morning, I took a screwdriver to the back of my car. Mm-hmm. And took the Alberta plates off. BC plates on my car now. I really exist here. And hopefully nobody will trash my car.
Oh, wow. You didn't waste any time.
Nope. Well, apparently I've got to do it within 30 days of arriving in the province. So.
Well, it's good to have you here in BC. And nice to see you embracing Kamloops so well. And photos, you'll have to post a photo of your Higgy set up there, because I think it's very enviable and quite lovely. So, and now that you have two cats, like, I mean, how cozy are you? It's perfect.
I could wear them as slippers. They could be one on each foot just to keep me warm. Yeah, no, it is. And every day I get up and I put a vest on, you know, for my little bit of redneck chic underneath my...
Oh, you don't need to go over the top here. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a padded plaid jacket yet, but it's only time.
Next thing you know, you'd be buying a truck, a pickup truck.
Do you know, I really do want a pickup truck, and I've wanted one for years.
Oh, please.
No, I have. I mean, we've had the whole discussion about how I quite like a Ford F-150. Probably would choose a Toyota Hilux out of all of them, but yeah.
Oh, you've already got a shortlist. Okay, maybe it's time to play the music.
I've had this shortlist for years. I wanted a pickup truck back in the UK. Indeed, I'd started looking for them, and the only one, I was trying to buy one secondhand for a while, and the only one I found that I could afford secondhand, because they're very pricey in the UK, was bright yellow, and I couldn't work out why it was bright yellow. And then I dug into it a little bit more. And it turned out it had come from one of the local councils in the UK. It had obviously been used by their, like, arboreal squad or something. And I just thought, no, that thing's been driven like it's been stolen its entire life. It's going to be wrecked. So I did not get the bright yellow pickup truck. So anyway, yes, I'll play the music before our friendship is broken utterly.
And I'm gonna step back now, because I'm getting a ride soon, so I'm gonna say bye-bye. And nice to join you for a short time today. Anyway,
lovely to speak to you. And I'm probably gonna play out. I gave John and Brian a heads up that we'd be handing over around this sort of time slot, so I'm gonna play out with another bad pairing. Maren requested a Cat Power song that was on our playlist. And I'm going to pair it with Chicken Payback by The Bees, because nothing about these two songs goes together well at all. And that's been our theme today.
All right.
Lovely to speak to you. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Sounds good. Have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Swinging your guitar around, 'cause they wanted to hear that sound that you didn't wanna play. And I don't blame you, I don't blame you. situations, been inside many heads in different positions, but you never wanted them that way. What a cruel price you thought that you had to pay.
Never are.